baby, how are you?
Just okay.
Yeah, I'm just okay too.
God, it's been so long since I've heard your voice.
I know we just talked 2 days ago, but it feels like forever to me.
I know, baby. The situation isn't ideal for either of us, but we've made it work this long. A couple more months isn't going to end us.
Well, now, come on. A couple more months is really nothing compared to everything we've already been through. We're almost there. Don't give up on me now.
Yeah, I miss you too.
Come on, baby. Please don't cry. Please?
Okay. Just cry if you need to, okay?
Yes, fine. You can even yell at me for taking this stupid job that forces me to be away from you for so long. I know you were never happy about it.
I deserve to be yelled at.
Yes, I mean it. If it'll help you feel better in any way, then yell at me. Curse my name. Call me an idiot. Do whatever you need to do to get it out, baby.
Ouch. Low blow. Now I know you're upset and all, hun, but that's no reason to attack my fashion sense.
Besides, that hat was a present from your mother.
Wait a sec. Was that a laugh I heard just now?
Yes, it was. Did I actually get my grumpy goose to laugh a little?
Such a wonderful sound.
Are you feeling any better?
Maybe. Begrudgingly so, huh?
I'll take it as a victory this time.
Look, baby, I know this has been rough. Being apart for so long like this, and I'm sorry. When I took this job, all I could see in my mind was the little house on 25th Street. The one we've been dreaming of putting a down payment on since we moved in together.
Yeah, the one with the rose bushes in the front yard.
I just imagined finally being able to afford that down payment, and how stunning you would look bent over working in the garden.
I know for sure that was a real laugh that time.
It's so good to hear you laugh again. Hey, do me a favor.
Yeah, I know. You've already done many favors for me, but just do this one more right now, okay?
Okay. Go to the window, the one facing downtown.
Just humor me, please.
You there?
Good.
Now look up at the sky. What do you see?
No, I'm not playing around. Just tell me what you see in the sky.
Clouds. Okay, but is there anything else? Maybe behind the clouds?
Mm-hmm. That's right, baby. The stars and the moon.
What's so special about the stars and the moon?
Baby, we are looking up at the exact same stars and the exact same moon.
All those little twinkles, the way they form all those fantastical pictures in the sky. Like a giant connect-the-dot puzzle.
Those are all the same little twinkles that I'm seeing.
And that big, bright, almost full moon, that's the same beautiful mass that I'm currently looking at. Even though we may be hundreds of miles apart, even though we may even be in different time zones, we're not so far away from each other that we can't share this together. Every night, when you feel all alone, and as if this time apart will never end, just look up at the moon and the stars and the vastness of the night sky, and know that I'll be doing the same. And know that one day, very soon, we'll be together in our little home, in our little yard, looking up, hand in hand, at this very same moon. No distance between us, no time to distract us. Nothing can take that away. Soon, baby, soon, it'll be just you, me, and the moon.